the government at once assigned the NRC the job and funds for discovering a way to detect marauding U-boats, the same job Edison's board was already working on. An allied mission was also formed with French and American scientists, both racing to invent submarine listening devices. Nikola Tesla, his description of the future radar officially ignored, could not be bothered with such petty concerns as listening devices. Guided missiles and doomsday machines were more in his line. And my comment, is it getting clearer now for us, this power strategy of isolating a threat? No doubt it existed before EMF, but the form it takes when coercion cannot be physically seen is devastating to those who are the targets of it, as Nikola clearly to me was. A clarity hindsight and experience with the power guys provides. Hindsight, including my swollen head and Prince's murder, and them slowly admitting a little bit more in order to get us off the track of World War I or that 1902 confab of scientists in Nikola's laboratories. In any case, a clarity that they had this weapon and were not only developing it but using it with Nikola still on the planet, and I suspect on Nikola. A clarity hindsight and experience with the power guys provides. Nikola's honesty, Margaret has consistently shown to be unshakable, but she doubts him. Why? She doesn't have our experience with the power guys and our hindsight. They have involved so many in their torture and murder with EMF scheme, both as functionaries and targets, that the existence of this weapon is now an open secret. It falls on us to expose it broadly and to compel the state to disclose all the truth of its theft in 1901 and subsequent use. Continuing, Nikola Tesla gave the New York Times of December 8, 1915, a provocative peek at his latest patent applications for a new device, quote, like the thunderbolts of Thor, unquote, capable, he said, of destroying whole fleets of enemy warships, not to mention armies. Quote, Dr. Tesla insists there's nothing sensational about it, reported the Times, that it is but the fruition of many years of work and study. He described the device as a missile that would zoom through the air at 300 miles per second, an unmanned craft with neither engine nor wings, sent by electricity to drop explosives at any point on the globe. Tesla said he'd already constructed a wireless transmitter sufficiently powerful to perform this feat, but that it was not yet the time to disclose the details of his guided missile. And recall, this is 1915, World War I underway. Nor had he given up on his scheme for creating fleets of robot warships. Just the year before, he'd urged the government to, quote, install along both of our ocean coasts, upon proper strategic and elevated points, numerous wireless controlling plants under the command of competent officers, and that to each should be assigned a number of submarine, surface, and aerial craft. From the shore stations, these vessels could be perfectly controlled at any distance at which they remained visible through powerful telescopes. If we were properly equipped with such devices of defense, it is inconceivable that any battleship or other vessel of an enemy could ever get within the zone of action of these automatic craft, unquote. I think we're going to have to repeat that paragraph next week as well. As we said in a recent show, and which knowing the mission Nikola came to us with allows us to deduce, his mission to manifest his extensions of the power of electricity in the world and nestle them protectively in public hands, to be developed in the service of establishing peace among nations by rendering conflict moot in the elimination of scarcity. Nikola was pushing back, as we said in a recent show, what can be seen from his returning repeatedly to the press, Nikola was pushing back against the plan to suppress him and his gifts with all his considerable might by going directly to the media in an attempt to generate public pressure on the government and, barring that, to establish in the historical record what he had, and therefore what had been denied us, or used on us surreptitiously, I should perhaps have added. Continuing and ending with our excerpt from Margaret, Washington could not have been less interested. And if you believe that, somebody come up with a different end to that sentence, please. We are reading chapter 21, Radar, in Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time. We will continue chapter 21 next week.